Did you ever have the experience where you had to wait all day long for a very important phone call that could possibly change your entire life? I was teaching, and I thought, please, please don't let that call come. And I was driving home on the Beltway, and I thought, please, please don't let that phone call come. And I arrived in the house. My husband said, no call. It was 4 o'clock. As I went upstairs, the phone rang. Alan answered the phone and said, Bon, it's for you. Gave me the phone. The woman on the other end said, Mrs. Block, I'm so sorry. I dropped that phone and began to scream, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Fast forward to 39 radiation treatments for breast cancer. My sister and I, also a breast cancer survivor, go to our first class at Hopewell Cancer Support Center. And the teacher says to the group, let's go around the room and talk about how cancer was a gift. Well, I don't know what kind of gifts were on her list, but I can guarantee you in my whole lifetime, cancer was not one on mine. And to my amazement, everybody started to respond, including my sister. So I'm thinking, maybe it's me when I hear the teacher say, Bonnie, and I can honestly tell you, standing here this evening, whatever I said, I wouldn't remember because it was a lie. There was no way that was something that I had wished for. Fast forward to 5 years. Hallelujah, I am one of the lucky ones. Now it's 6.5 years. But anyway, so thank you. So fast forward, and I have reached that special number where research says, girlfriend, you are on your way. And so I wanted to do something special to share my gratitude to my God, and to my family and friends again, and I was able to read from Torah on a special Sabbath morning and to once again share some words with friends and family. And as I began to compile my notes that were gathered from all over, I looked at them and I thought, could this be? Could the cancer really have been a gift? And here's what I discovered. I received the gift of totally trusting my doctors, my radiation oncologist, and all the little angels at Mercy that made that treatment successful. I'm a really strong woman, and if I have a problem or you have a problem, I'll go to the ends of the earth to try to find an answer to it. And yet, on this journey, I knew I was not driving. I was a passenger and totally accepted that. I began to feel somewhat comfortable in an uncomfortable situation because 3 days before, I chose the oldest Oprah magazine to look at, and to my amazement, one of my heroes was speaking just to me. Maya Angelou said when she was sad, she listed all the things that she was thankful out loud, and I thought that's what I was going to do as Alan and I we're getting ready to go to the hospital. I said, let's play this game. You say what you're thankful for. I'll say what I'm thankful for. We can't repeat. And off we went. Living with me, it'll be 50 years come June. He's used to this what-if kind of thinking out of the box girl, to say the least. And by the time we arrived at Mercy, my pressure was down. My anxiety level was down, and I was ready to go to the next step to gain my health back. I learned not to feel guilty to say I'm tired. My whole life, people had said, I'm tired, I'm tired. They give this big yawn. But after those radiation treatments, I couldn't wait to get to the corner of my sofa, cover up myself with a cozy blanket, and block out the world for just a little bit. I learned not to feel less about myself because I had the gift of being able to say, I'm scared. I didn't want to go to that hospital by myself for my treatments. And luckily for me, my dear family and friends were there to drive me. And there were times I had to ask. And then I learned and received the gift of being able to ask for what I wanted. I didn't want you to tell me about your doctors. You loved them? Great. Keep them for yourself. I didn't want to hear about your treatments. They worked for you? Great. Keep it to yourself. And I certainly didn't want to hear any of your negative stories, because above all, I knew that positive energy was more important than anything else at this time. And there were times, because people keep on talking, and I would say, no. And sometimes I would just say, please be quiet, or I'd walk away. I didn't even feel guilty. I received the gift of recognizing with every bit of my being what velvet unconditional love is. Velvet probably is not the right word, but I don't really have a word for it. Alan and I have been childhood sweethearts, and we have always stood together in most of our good times. Unfortunately, there were some sad, but we've been blessed over and over again. And there were times when he just held me, times when he held my hand, and times when we were just together and we didn't need to speak. And the team that we had built with my children, my three children, I remember one instance when I was coming out of my treatment, and Barbie, we were driving, and I didn't feel well, and I've talked, and Barbie had answered the phone. It was my daughter, Julie, at work. And Barbie said, I can't talk to you now. Mommy just threw up. And knowing how I would feel, I can't recall exactly, but when I arrived home or shortly thereafter, there was the most beautiful bouquet of flowers and just said, we love you. And from the support that I got from my sister and family and friends, I hope that I will always be able to give them back that gift of velvety, unconditional love. And most importantly for me is the bond and the strength that I have in my faith with my God. I learned not to question, why me? Why me? But then did I ever question, why did he give me so many gifts over the years, so many that so many people I know, especially at my school, didn't have one. And so in order to have faith, as a friend of mine said, in order to live, we need to have faith. And so we can't really question, we can't really answer. And so I've turned my whole self over to whatever God has for me to do. And I believe this evening, I've been coming here since the very beginning in the Patterson movie theater. Why now? This is not a topic that I choose to talk about. But I think perhaps the Lord wants me to share this story with one of you out there. So maybe you could share the story with a friend who's going through an unwanted journey and help them to recognize the gifts that they truly will receive. And so I wish for all of you and for me that in the new year we get the gifts that we really want. And thank you for listening to me.